This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
All right, there's been a lot of snake activity out there, and we are here to chronicle it. KT, you've been all over this. You pointed out that snakes are on the move.
Yes, they're on the prowl.
Snakes are moving around the Metroplex. You might see some more snake activity. Saw some of it this weekend up my way. I didn't personally see it. Heard about some snakes. Nothing dangerous or anything. And then, of course, I saw some, and we can get to this story, some Girl Scouts that were being haunted by a snake. But I want to get into what happened with you specifically, because there's been a social media uproar about you doing something, Kevin, that Shippy and I don't condone.
So I was at my parents' house over the weekend in Olney. It's about two and a half hours west here, west of the Metroplex, all in Texas. Population 3,000. And neighbor.
Their slogan is only.
Only and right? Only.
Only and only.
So one of the neighbors, Vicky, don't see Vicky too often. I didn't see this, you know, this run-in, but she apparently told my mom, hey, there's a snake coming across the highway and it's headed towards y'all's house. My mom's like, whatever. My mom at this point is a snake killing pro. She killed a snake last week in the shop. I mean, she had one about 2 or 3, maybe 4 years ago. She had one big moment where she just beat the living tarnation out of a snake when dad was out of town on a business trip and like there was blood everywhere. And now she's like the snake killer. Now, my dad kills snakes too. You have to, because there's a lot of snakes out in the country.
Right.
So snakes coming across the highway. All right, whatever. Big deal. So mom had apparently gone to the store. And she comes back, and I was playing golf with my brother, and I get back, and she goes, hey, that snake that Vicky said was coming over, it's someone ran over it. So I was like, all right. So I went to go investigate.
Okay, so they saw it coming across the road? They knew it was coming?
Because it was just crossing in traffic. You know, you drive by the highway. And it's a two-lane interstate highway, though.
Yeah.
And I live, our house is 50 yards off that highway.
And it was taking its time, probably, because they probably like basking in that.
Yeah, and for instance, coming across, when I came back Sunday night, came back into town from Olney to Dallas, I probably passed 4 or 5 snakes just on the road.
What?
Yeah.
That many?
Yeah. Like, and they're just on the road.
Do you just swerve out of the way to run them over?
I don't want to run them over because I get the fear that you could run it over and then it sticks to your tire and gets thrown up under your car and then starts coming through the vents. I've got that fear. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So me and my brother get in the golf cart. And we take the 60-second ride over to the highway, and I took a picture of it.
Were you armed?
I was not armed.
Why not?
I mean, I had golf clubs. I mean, I used my 4-iron. I've only killed one snake in my life, and I used my 4-iron to do it.
Okay.
So I got out, and I took a picture, and I tagged it, RIP, bitch.
Well, good for you, man.
And
because it was a deadly copperhead, right?
No, it was just a rat snake.
What?
Oh.
But it was heavy. I mean, it was girthy. I mean, that thing was thick.
Hold on a second. I want you to know something, Kevin. rat snake, and I think I speak for Shippy here.
Mm-hmm.
Rat snakes?
Rat snakes.
Rat snakes are good because they eat all the rats.
Yep. And the mice.
And the venomous snakes.
Yeah.
They combat the venomous snakes. And a bull snake you should let go as well. If you see a bull snake, a grass snake's not going to hurt anyone. You know.
Just want to smoke a little grass. Hey, look, you should have got down and given that rat snake CPR.
No. Its mouth was open, too. It was real bad.
Just like blowing up a balloon.
Dude, and the picture I tweeted, so, you know, most people are like, whoa, look what you did. And I'm like, I didn't kill it. I wasn't even thinking
I can't wait to cover up a murder.
Like, when I tagged that, I had been drinking. Tweeted it out, RIP blank. And then all of a sudden, I'd got a bunch of people coming at me in my mentions. How dare you?
Yeah.
Hey, that snake is good for nature. Way to go. Hey, tough guy. Take out your anger and unhappiness in life on a poor rat snake.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought.
Here's the thing. Some people are joking, but some people were serious.
I set up a GoFundMe for that rat snake's family.
Me too.
You could tell some people were serious, man.
Yeah, listen. I understand that. Every once in a while you have some snake expert go, hey, man, that particular incredibly dangerous looking killer is just going to kill pesky insects and rodents. So you need it around. It's going to kill other snakes. Got to get, dude, it's hard. It's hard to identify which snakes are trying to murder you and which ones aren't.
You got time to get up close to look for the triangle head and find out if it's a copperhead or not. And by the way, my brother's got a daughter who is 1.5 years old, wandering around the pool.
Yeah.
But that snake's on its way over. Okay. And let's say we're being bad observers of the child. And, the snake wraps its body around. You know, bad things could happen, you know?
Well,
let's just maybe not have the snake come to our backyard. Maybe so I'm glad whoever ran it over, shout out to you.
Maybe it was a thug snake just wanting to protect the kid.
No, you know what? We got two thug cats in the backyard now.
Ooh.
And they would have handled up on that rat snake.
Okay.
It wouldn't have stood a chance. But I'm telling you, this was a power forward, dude.
It's like an 18-footer. And here's the thing, though, Kevin. It's disrespectful of you to your thug cats for you to run over it with your golf cart.
Yeah. I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
That's what you say.
Someone did it. Now, if you look closely, Ben, at this picture, you can see the snake.
Yeah, let me get a picture. Let me see this. What, did you put this on Instagram or Twitter?
Twitter.
All right, give your Twitter.
See how thick that snake is? At KT Fun Tweets.
Why not Instagram?
Let's see.
Dang, that's a beautiful snake.
I get in and out with it. You know, sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't.
Man,
I get a Whataburger with mine.
That is a
beautiful
snake. Huge snake.
See how fat it is in the back?
Yeah, I think you could have made a nice belt out of that.
Now, next story in
is
around.
Is that what those snake boots you're wearing?
Snake belt.
Hey, I just want to say to the members of PETA who are listening to this.
They did call the other day.
They'll call asking for Kevin Turner.
Distance ourselves from this because, in all seriousness, this was an accident. No one on our show caused it.
Hmm.
And we support rat snakes.
No, we don't. You personalize that message to Peter.
I don't.
Peter called the hotline the other day and asked Shippy, hey, can we speak to Kevin Turner?
They called for you specifically?
We're on the air right now.
Really?
The first segment of, I think it was Thursday's show.
Yeah.
So let's go to Keller. Group of North Texas Girl Scouts, they're having their year-end party, all right? Well, in the bathroom is a rat snake, and it was longer than the one that someone ran over. And
I saw this. I saw this video, and this is what's so terrifying: is that much like the snake, and I don't know if it was a rat snake that bit the guy in Oklahoma. It had climbed vertically up a door, and then the guy walked to the door and got bit in the face,
in the eye.
Yeah, he got bit right above the eye. So this snake was climbing a wall vertically. They don't have hands. They don't have opposable thumbs. How in the hell are snakes just climbing straight up a wall vertically?
It's insane. And how in the hell did the video, the woman grabs it by the tail and throws it in a wastebasket? And now it struck at her a couple times, but you can hear guys in the video going, hey, it ain't going to hurt you if it bites you. But the guys were trying to do anything.
People that say that. It's going to hurt like hell if that snake bites you, and it's going to terrify you for the rest of your life.
If I'm a father of my Girl Scouts, I don't want them going to that place that had a rat snake inside. But this is the thing. The rat snakes are out and about, and if they're good, they're big, and they're dangerous, and they're angry when you mess with them.
They're dangerous?
Yeah. They'll bite you still.
Oh. And they love Thin Mints.
Also, there's a town called Crossroads, Texas. You ever heard of Crossroads, Texas?
I mean, just like in terms of just the in general, it's like a
just
crossroads.
Crossroads.
Like be the devil's crossroads.
Crossroads, Texas is actually, it's gonna be out there near, it's off 380, Ben.
Got in a banjo contest with Satan out there one time.
Not too far off, you live on 380, 377, you know these roads, right,
Ben? Yeah, I'm 380, yep.
This is a little east of Denton out at Crossroads. They've got a superstore, if you will. They've got a big grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Parking lot attendant, the cart attendant, basically, the guy that gathers all the shopping carts when people are too lazy to go put them back in their holster. Well, the guy is going and he's gathering all the carts, and in one of them he found a large rat snake that had worked itself into the back of a cart.
Another rat snake story?
Another rat snake. They had to call the snake charmer, John Heckerman. So he goes by the snake charmer.
He could play a flute and make it just kind of do dance or something.
Should have called Gary Snakes.
And this is the weird part of the article. The snake charmer, John Heckerman, was called out to help relocate the snake.
George Heckerman?
He was only bit once while moving the snake.
Only once? Did it bite his arm off? Did they show any? Did his arm swell up to the size of like a honey-baked ham?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But that's up here, and that's just east of Denton, Ben.
It says
the police department says that heavy rains have forced many snakes to move from their natural habitats.
Oof.
Heavy rains, Ben. Hey, have you seen the forecast for tomorrow, Ben?
Rain.
Heavy rains. The rat snake epidemic is a problem and will continue to be.
Is that why you're running them over in your golf cart?
I didn't run anyone over.
Oh, you did not?
I did not.
You guys got there and witnessed. You
that
were first,
you know of, I did not.
You were first to the crime scene?
I was the guy. I was the first one at the scene.
Well, it's
and I was gathering evidence.
Did any pet detective show up or anything and get your prints or your statement?
It appeared to be a RAV4, a 1997 RAV4 that ran over the rat snake.
All right, so listen, I'm sorry that you took abuse because you obviously didn't kill this rat snake.
Nuh-uh.
But I, like you, am very leery of rat snakes. I can't tell if you're a deadly cobra. You know, I'm not going to wait for your head to fan out and you strike me and murder me. I just want to make this known. If you're a rat snake and you're listening right now, you should probably stay away from humans.
I mean, dude, I'm leery of anyone who can't do a basic handshake.
Yeah, exactly. You can't shake a snake's hand to say, hey, I have a firm handshake. And this is when the weather gets nice, I worry about my wife leaving the door open.
Except for our amputee friends.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
We do the knowing nod with them.
Yep.
You won't leave the door open?
Yeah. I don't want a snake to come in.
I'm worried about that.
I don't want a snake to be like,
oh,
I can feel it.
All the way now, too.
Huh?
The toilet seat? I leave it all the way down.
What's a toilet?
The toilet seat?
Toilet?
The toilet seat?
Yep.
I leave it all the way down.
Yep.
Wait, so you pee sitting down?
No. I'm just saying when I'm done,
leave
the seat down.
Okay.
You poop standing?
Because you don't want the snake coming through the toilet and then wandering around your kitchen making some breakfast.
That's fair.
I would like it to make me some breakfast.
I like
breakfast.
And then
I'm going to call KT so we can kill it.
I like breakfast very much. All right. Thank you, Kevin. That's fantastic reporting. And thank you for not getting involved with that dangerous snake. But you did arrive at the scene just in time to give it CPR and try to save its life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.